Blog Talk Radio.
Another day. Can you imagine that in this solar system, almost 5 billion years ago, according to, you know, the science, estimation of how long the solar system was created. It's a enormous mind imagination to think of the heavens above, the different types of planetary bodies that's out there for us to be here on the Earth and to make sense of where we are in the solar system, moreover to have this broader sense, universe, that is around us. It's enormous. And that brings to my mind the days I spent in church, Sodomite Church, white Homo erectus, Sodomite Church. Christian church. Okay? And for me to come to the point where I do understand what civilization is in the World History textbook. I know that white people are not civilized. I know where they come from now, and I didn't know that all along. Okay? Even after I knew that the Bible was not a good book. And right now, it doesn't really matter to me what one says about the Bible and how they feel about the Bible. First of all, I'm going to like just get rid of the nonsense quick. What we as human beings feel, what we feel, if you don't have an education of what is true and you're only going on your feelings, who wants to argue with your feelings? Not me. You know what I mean? You don't argue with feelings until there is a reason and a context to deal with your feeling. Your feelings may have some jurisdiction sometimes, but you have to wait until that sometime come. Right? So the thing is, if we don't have a sense of real recorded history, we're not dealing with civilization. Not at all. Do you know how African hybrid people, and never forget to say hybrid, created the hybrid creation of humanity, the one that they made civilized? It's a group of these human hybrid human. They are, it's in the broader term, we call it ethnicity. We are the same species, but we are the same ethnicity. You get that? That's right. We don't have any common blood with white people. They come from Homo erectus. And earlier, some other type of humanoid. Now, when you hear white people talk about civilization, they need to be picked up by a fire tornado, because they're doing it willfully. They want them, they are squeezing in themselves to be the civilized human on earth. And unless you read the World History textbook, you won't find out. Because it's the world history that record these things. You don't have these sodomite white folks who do the interbreeding with other people. If you look into the history and see how much different, of their own kind, though, they interbreed with. Can't have a sound brain that gives them thoughts that keep them in a well-behaved position. They don't have that. So from earlier on, they begin to fuck others. These white people here, where they're coming from. They want to fuck everybody else outside of their own culture. Them. Okay? Now, look at the world and tell me I'm wrong. And call me and tell me how wrong I am, or how right I am. Call me right here at 347-850-1358. Now you think about what I'm saying, because someday you may need to remember what I say. right? And what I say is not about the way I feel. You know, if it were about the way I feel, well, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you. But because it's not the way I feel, I'm talking. Coming out from church as a youngster. My parents are Christian. The way Christianity is taken among the diaspora African people, it's a serious pity on the African people, because now they are transformed into having a mind that thinks like these sodomite fuckers. And they may not be fucking ass, but I tell you what, something else is fucking them from these white people. Okay? They can't tell me anything about government because they don't have a government. It's criminal act they use to be in the position they are, and I want the world to know that. Because I found out by reading the World History textbook how much they have really affected the minds of the African hybrid people, that they are reduced to a lower hybrid when it comes to knowledge about their existence on other things in the world. African people don't know but. Okay? And they love the church. They love all the things that the church, established, because they don't know anything else. And once they catch us from a certain dimension in our lives, and by the time they put these things inside of us, we turn into a different character. And they find every way to make up things to make us feel courageous and feel optimistic and praise the Lord. And we don't know where we are yet. As long as we are thinking along that line, we don't think we are in danger of these fucking ass white people, right? And they say they come with a government, and we think that it come from somewhere where we don't have any idea of where they're coming from. And it's in the World History textbook. They teach us not to read and to find out anything. Now, I'm here and I'm talking. And they may be somewhere trying to mute my mic so that you don't hear nothing I say. These white people are more dangerous than just mere talking serpent or talking serpent, and they are beyond talking serpent. Talking serpent on a mission to destroy civility. If you don't know that, it's time you understand that. They are the ones that come here and messed up everything. And once, well, we are trained to be different what we call this now, we are indigenous. All right? We are indigenous. And they come in and messed up words, language that they didn't know. So they got a little from us, and then they turn on us and say, all right, they are the one who knows. Yeah. What they really know about is not words. They don't know about words enough in a grammatical sense. Yeah. But look, they don't just learn language for themselves. They learn it to manipulate others. Because they are coming in their lineage from 1.5 million years up in Europe. They didn't go nowhere. They know to only fuck each other's ass and remain a small culture. That's what they know. But now they found a You see, they continue interbreeding with whoever they can get to fuck. Till here now, they find themselves talking, unable to take away everything from these civilized people. Where the civilized people are taking years and years and years and generation, atop a generation before they find out. Well, I come up in a generation in the church like everybody else. I don't find anybody else who tells me that they discover the real truth about our origin. And here is the history. I don't find anybody that tells me that. I don't find anybody who say that. I have met a lot of people. And sometimes it's through their writing on blogs and stuff like that, where they have found out things like at a certain level that I understood, but did not say where I understood a little of what is wrong. Follow the trail until I find out the problem with the specific thing that we are all affected by. It's not science. It's not, you know, expert in other things. It is in our creation. How are we created? So just think about that. Now, these white people carry on and carry on and carry on until they could take away anything from the African people. And that's what they have done. That's what they have done. It must be undone. White people must be undone. They are not going to go ahead with trying to get African people, hybrid people, the ethnic people to fuck ass. That's what they're after. Because they are not going to be completely dominating the world until they get African people to be mentally disabled to the point where they don't have nothing to worry about. You know, if they can load us up with Bible and all these things about Jesus, and we accept that, and every day we are praise Jesus, and we can't find out Jesus on it, and the few people who find out Jesus on it, they're not strong enough to create impression that people are shocking to their senses. No, they don't get this. It's going to take them, I guess, their lifetime and their loved one lifetime before they get there. But I get there before that. My parents dead and gone. They are never going to know this, except they can know from their grave. But I am telling you that white people must get out of African territory. Equivocally, get out. Okay? Because they are nasty. But first, they are uncivilized. They are disrespectful. They will never know how to respect African people. If we have our territory, who tells them, what is the civility inside their head that tells them it's okay to come and declare war upon us? After, of course, we can see clearly they have walked out of Africa 1.5 million years ago and go into Europe. And the record says they only managed to make stone tool and make a fire. And they learn to lie so much today after they made a break into miscegenation with the African people, because that was the summit of their crime. Fucking other people that don't belong to their culture. African people were are a people, white people must not fuck. Okay? And black people need, African people need to know that. Hybrid people need to know that. If you have the blood of the God that's in history, not in the Bible, them write the Bible and write what they want, a stalking serpent, and make us look the other way instead of looking their way, that they are the talking serpent. Now, my friends, I am telling you, I'm resolute about this. And you think I'm going out to buy some weapon to fight them? No. No. I'm telling you about the truth. The greatest weapon on planet Earth is words. You hear what I'm saying? Words. Okay? The difference between the truth and the lie. Yeah. You think Adam and Eve in the Bible creation story, these white people don't know anything about black people creation, saving that they read about it and they decide to write a Bible to rival, to transform black people's thinking. That's why the Bible is written. And of course, what you may know about the Bible may shake your head and say, oh no, not my Jesus. Now, it's hard for you to accept what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to accept it either, because it's your common sense. When you hear a thing, you decide what to do with it here. And what if your mind is so retarded so you cannot make distinction between the things that I'm saying to know whether or not what I'm saying is civilized or not? If you don't get there, you just can't. Just stay there in a you believe, but take what you get. Because there is a more meaningful world, the most meaningful world we Africans supposed to know about by going to church with these sodomite fucking ass people them and make up all the church. And they are using the African people's wealth to do it. Read about them and find out how they come to read. Because first you must deal with the fact that they didn't speak language. I mean, nothing civilized did they do. I mean, I'm not talking about animal, you know, smarts. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about refined human beings. You see, white people are not refined human beings. They're not. And someone can challenge what I'm saying, right? Well, bring the world is a textbook. Bring the Bible to it. Okay? And deal with it. You know, I didn't know that boxing was such, you know, a skill that, you know, the science, there's a science in boxing. I didn't know that. I mean, they don't call that. No, I don't hear nobody else define it as such, but I was listening to a boxer that, well, among boxers, this guy is one of the most technical boxer, and his name is Andre, right? I used to hear his name like from back in the 90s, I think. I'm not sure, but then, you know, like there was back in the time of Larry Holmes, Kenny Norton, and Sugar Ray Leonard and the Hitmen. Yes, these guys, back in those days, Andre was back in them times, but I don't recall seeing him box. You know, I don't recall seeing him box back then, but I like some other boxers, I hear their name all the time, but never really get around. And later on, I get to meet some of them. But this Andre, I want to remember his name. I'm sure that you get a better understanding of what I am saying. And where is he? He should be somewhere here. What I want to tell you about the boxing and bring that to what I want to tell you. Yes, Andre Ward, right? Andre Ward is the guy that I am trying to tell you about. All right. Now I want to tell you that what my thought about the intricacy of boxing. Listen to Andre Ward explain the technicality and different variation of technicality in boxing, styles and all these kind of things, and what a guy is really up against when they go up against another fighter. All right, so this is what I want to bring to you about the situation that we have in the world with white people, where they are coming from, and where we the Africans are coming from. That has not been told. You don't hear all of these professors and people talking.
Something here I'm trying to unravel here with my headset.
What I'm trying to tell you is that, yes, I used to perceive boxing to be just guy punching each other. I understand there are little things to know because you have coaches and stuff like that that tell you what to do. And I can see that boxers getting knocked down or something like that and get a certain type of coach that next time they are doing the knockouts. They are not getting knockout, right? So there's a technique, broad and wide in boxing, different from people, throwing fists at each other and without no artistic understanding, and what it means to be successful in doing it. All right. So are we here today when we just live the way the church teaches us and we think, yes, the moon and the sun is what the God in the Bible created. When we think that some God is in the Bible, my friend, it's like the boxers them I'm telling you about. They don't have the technique. You see? They don't have the technique. Certain things are not told to them. So they go out and, you know, throwing fish and stuff like that. The next thing, they don't know when their light's out. The other guy put them out because the other guy knows something and find out that you don't know. And somewhere along the line, he's going to catch you and you are out. Now, you want to tell me now that we African people have met calamity that is supported by our own government, whereas we who are born today, we do not know Kim and or the another way to say it, the form of life that we are created in. Our people in Africa support these Homo erectus people that you look in the world is a textbook where they are not created by any gods whatsoever. And they would not like to convince, yes, they try to, yes, and they really, really succeed telling us because that we are created by God and is a God that they invent. A people who learn to speak after 1.5 million years, they are now writing a book and tell us about a God who creates everybody in the world. And it is not true. Okay? Now, they know all it takes for them to take over the world now is to work on our brains psychologically, because the way you train animals or the way parents train their children, they only need to get the idea in your mind, right or wrong. They know that they can obliterate us, make us anything they want. They are the honest fuckers. They don't satisfy with that. Okay? White people, all you see them there talking up there in Washington. And those women, white women, they are the Pluto cream of the crop, white people. Not in Europe though, but in all African territory, they are the best, the great ass. Okay? And African people cannot find out what happened. They give up. They satisfy and just making noise and complain, you know. And the best of the African complainers, the best of them, cannot resort to the vernacular that brought us where we are. Not one of them. Muhammad Ali was a very good speaker and defender to the best of his knowledge, but he wasn't taught the right thing. No, because if the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew the right thing, he wouldn't raise up something called the Nation of Islam. That's not what he would have raised up. Marcus Garvey, and I don't blame him for that. I blame African government. 54 countries in Africa. There is no place on earth that supersedes Africa. We're all living forms of things originate and spread over the world. That's the place. The gods. How did they know to come to earth and, you know, to mine gold in South Africa? How did they know to come here and go dig gold where it's at? And there was no one here to tell them where it's at. And there is a place, Mount Sinai, where they have a spaceport. These African white fucking idiots, they see to it that African people here today don't know what is the meaning of what went on at Mount Sinai. So they write their fucking Bible of Adam and Eve and tell us about Moses go up into Mount Sinai and was given 10 commandments. Fucking lie. That's fucking lie. Okay? Why then we are affected by these white people, eh? The Homo erectus, and they interbreed until they interbreed with us. Have the issue for that. You think that they would like to, you know, light a match on what I am saying? No. Don't pay me no mind. Don't make nobody hear what I'm saying. That's all that they can do, right? But they can't challenge what I'm saying. But they shouldn't challenge what I'm saying. They must knock their truck back to where they come from. Because they will, right? Because if they don't go, you're going to see an escalation of different types of tornadoes and other already in force, but not put to be totally destructive, right? Or destructive, yes. So it's on a certain level because they come and mix themselves with the African people. The gods are not willing to just destroy all of us. So we have an opportunity wherever we find our ancestors or ourselves go wrong, we have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves in what we know is true. What Africans today exalt the laws, the civilized laws, the first civilized laws on planet Earth. Go up there right now, upon Google. And ask who wrote the first human law. And you'll see Sumerian, right? Because they don't want to go further where this is known. So they say Sumerian, which you go like 6,000 years ago. But what happened to 450,000 years ago? What happened to that? The gods. They don't want to recognize the gods who bring civilization to the earth. Okay? So they want to fuck us in such a way and to rule over everything on earth. Because remember, they were here before civilization. Before the gods come here 450,000 years ago. They were here, remember I told you already, 1.5 million years, these white fucking ass culture. But I say, they keep on fucking people with higher human blood than theirs. And they eat gold. That goal was not for civilization. That goal was for them to spread fucking ass That's what it is. And nobody is able to tell me it's not true. Nobody is able to tell me it is not true. And so, I am telling you that the only way to know yourself and where you're coming from, whoever you are, is to know the history. And don't say that history don't exist, because if it hadn't been for history, record of the past, and now when you have this adjective that describes this history as prehistory, that gives us a meaning of history that is the most significant of any history. It's prehistory. And so, if you want to know how civilization came on earth, it's the gods them that brought civility here and was in Africa with a whole lot of groups of them working, and among the great things that they did on earth are the four rivers in Africa that they dredged. It was to provide water to create, start up the big African civilization in the river valleys later on, where the world and have plenty. Okay? The gods do that. These sodomites have nothing to do with civilization. But look at them right now telling you that they're civilized. What you make of that? They come and say they are making a new world for us. Why? Because they want the entire world to normalize fucking asses. Okay? Can't you see they make law in America to marry sodomite homosexuals? That's what they have done. What happened to the civilized people then? They don't give a bitch. They don't care about African people, can't you see? Because you can understand that you have a dozen apples, and somebody decide to steal your apples. But they're not just stealing apples. There's more modification to what they do. What do? They are taking all of the apples, the dozen apples. They don't care if you live or you die after that. Now, what do you think of that? This is a thief stealing something from you. And they're stealing everything you have. And then live like, okay, you now turn around and begin to beg them a apple, because now they have so many apples because they stole yours. And they now treat you like, oh, you're a papa. And it is your apple they stole. This is this condition that we are in. And we have the history to tell us that these dumb, because this white people still dumb. They might feel like because they can do this and do that and stuff like that, that they are not dumb. But dumb, in the context I'm using it, mean that they are not civilized. They think that the thing that they are doing and talk about the economy and stuff like that, that shut you down because, and you are depending on them now because they, what happened to the fact that we never invited them to America? And the gods that created us give them no jurisdiction over us? But because we are here, Africa is there, and decide whatever they experience with these sodomite white people, they get the green light to fuck us. Africa gave these sodomite white people the green light to take us and fuck us, do whatever they want to do with us. Africa did that. Now prove that me wrong. Right? And the first thing I'm going to throw in your face, how were we loaded up in ships? One of the ships, they say, named Jesus ship. How did they get us in ship to the Western Hemisphere, and we are all in the diaspora? And then by doing that, they come into the Western world and say, they are, the Western world is their civilization. Now, man, now let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When you read the Bible and see what they wrote in the Bible, and black people don't know it's them write the Bible. Look at all the eloquent black people you have, like a T.D. Jakes, Chris Lodala come right on down. You see, they allow TBN, TV network. When I came to America, 1973, I remember very well Paul Crouch and his wife, Jan Crouch. They just started the network. I remember. And how they were trying hard to establish different satellite stations. And they were, you know, hunting cash, you know. And they do it because it's like the entire America, working people. You don't hear anybody speak against Christianity and what Paul Crouch is doing to spread the word of Jesus Christ all over the world. No, look at TBN today, right? They're not prospering like they should. They can't because they are hit by too many disaster scandals. That Paul Crouch turned out to be an honest fucker. Paul Crouch, you see what I mean? It came out in the news, just like, oh, the Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholics. All right, listen. What I'm trying to tell you is that these white people, if you think your life is going to be better by you being ruled by them, you make a very, very deplorable, sad mistake. Because they are doing every day something sodomite to destroy the African people. That's right. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Now, it's going to be difficult. I mean, somebody is going to talk what I say. It doesn't matter how they try to keep it on, but somebody is going to talk what I say. And, of course, I'm not begging anybody to, because there's certain truth that you cannot keep muzzle. And principality, that's what they say they are running. But their principality turn against them now, because there is no limit to what I understand about them. No limit. So all the makeup in our America and around the world, it's no longer theirs. It's no longer theirs. They are in Europe, and if we had done it to them, what would they do? Chances are, if we had turned on them at any time, they would be totally wiped out as a species. Because we are by far beyond these guys and everything that they're doing. The gods, don't they know the kind of might God has? The gods are not human beings. They give their blood to be bond to homosexual blood. It's a special creation that the African ethnic people are and what they are doing to muzzle down the African people. Only need the truth to, I mean, push them off into Never Never Land. You see, all that they say they have and going on and controlling the world today, it just take a little time for things to frazzle out. The point is, are the African people thinking that these sodomite white people don't have a government to rule them? And they have abusive calendar and constitution. What kind of constitution they have for African people? How can they have a constitution when you have the truth that they told about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Pope John Paul will make a sweeping confession Sunday. A sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics. From antiquity to modern evil, Vatican officials said, the pontiff will make a sweeping, will make a plea for pardon. Unprecedented in the church's history. Church that never exists until they come along with it and then push aside the Elohim time and reign of civility. And now what is reigning now is Christmas and Easter and sodomite establishment. You see, all the establishment that the gods establish and first place on the level of humanity, not in Africa, but in Mesopotamia, the Sumerians, right? They place them over there as the first civilized humans. And all, when you hear about prehistory by the Sumerian, that's all the Sumerian history is all about. But I bet you, I know so, that these sodomites, they go all over the world and change the truth into lie. It's not all the truth they have changed. They can't change all of the truth. But by the time they change what they can change, the African people are lost and hard to climb to get where they begin to get real, the good history. That is what is happening. But all that they are doing, they're going to fuck their asses until none of them is left among African territories. They're going to extinct because that's what they're running from. When African people learn, they don't jump into white people's crutches, right? And don't turn fucking ass like them. When we know that, it will be the right world we are living in. Okay? When they get the fire burn their white skin and their white asshole, they will know to go back where they come from. Now, you don't expect me to say anything else, because are the African people suffering all around the world? African leaders? They have everything there that's cool and have all model when they want to remove African from their government rule. They have all kind of ways to do them, and it's to kill them, or you know it's not very likely that they left them alive. They kill them. Saddam is gone, and what the African people do? You don't see Africa come out and say anything. Do they say anything? And in America, what Africa says about what these uncivilized, because I can't find a better word at all. I can't find a better word. But they are not civilized. Look in the world as a textbook. They're not. And all I talk here, there's nobody that is calling me and trying to explain that I am wrong. Nobody at all. Don't you want to say, nobody not listening to me?
Of course they're listening. But you're afraid. You're afraid. I'm talking ultimate truth. And where is this going to end? The gods know. The gods know. Right? The gods know. Now, I will be right back in just a moment.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
Sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Yes, the world don't seem to care. A lot of the people in the world are not at a mental level where they know they are to be concerned about white people. Because the white people have brainwashed almost everybody with the church. And it's hard to get out of that unless you have a personal thing with words and serious about the upkeep of who you are as a person on the planet until you're before you're dead. All right? Now, there's no way David is going to beat Goliath unless he has something superior than what in Goliath. And this is exactly what is going on. How can a pope apologize for sins of Catholics and the world is not... The world is not in you know, is not furious about it. How can you have this? Because how do they escape this to this point? How these sodomite people who never speak in almost 2 million years all of a sudden speaking? And nobody not questioning that. You're not questioning that because what? These guys are from some part of hell that nobody's here to stand up to them until I come along. I come along because nobody will come forth and say, this is what make you wrong, Tim, because they can't come to me and tell me I'm wrong quoting scriptures. When I was on Facebook, there was a man who, I don't know, he probably was a pastor or maybe, but he wanted to talk to me. And then when I explained to him, the basis on which I have a conversation is based on word science process. You know, you have to deal with words the way etymology arrange words to be used. You don't talk about you believe in something you don't know, and it's what the church made up for you? No, I mean, that doesn't work at all, right? Sooner than this guy realized that he's not able to deal and with communication, as I stated, is the right way to have the conversation, is to ensure that both of us will get justice, not just me, or not just him, but both of us must come out with justice. Hopefully, we are coming out with the same sense of justice. He didn't want a part of that. Now, what is wrong with my position? He's not the only person on Facebook who ran away from me. It's another a woman who is a psychologist, licensed psychologist. That's her report. Don't have any reason to doubt it. And she conduct the Bible study. All right? And when we did some pre-communication, and I kind of understand what her level of thinking is about a worldview of God and salvation and Adam and Eve. So I know that she's off on the talking serpent side. So, I was getting cozy up, and want her
to do it instead of me saying, well, then I'm doing it. No. I ask her to take the front and do it. And then when we talk a little bit, and she sent me a guide, a guidance information, what I am to expect of her conducting the Bible talk, okay, Bible study that she would conduct. You know, I send and I tell her, you know, I am happy about, you know, the way she's going to do it, because discipline is what I know. Talking discipline, whereas we're going to deal with logic and fact of anything. Oh, yeah, I am as polite and respectful as you can get me. So you don't need. Now, when I used to do some debate about some after I did about six debates, the moderator of the debates said nobody didn't want to debate me anymore because I don't use the Bible as a authority book. You see, I know that's a problem because it was mostly Christian people I was debating with. One non-Christian. All of them lost. Because it is shocking to see that somebody is talking civilized in a world like AD Anno Domini world right now, and they don't win. They do not win. I am talking civilized humanity just as we are living and the way we are supposed to live civilized, and the Bible did not support that. And they lose. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now today about white people is that if you don't wake up yet to know that white people, criminals among us, they started out as terrorists. Yeah. If you don't know, you know now and begin to read. Not the Bible, because the Bible is a sodomite book. All you see, they go around and talk some little things like, oh, make you feel good and stuff. No, you need to read good. And you will know, no, Adam and Eve wasn't in no garden. Where is the garden? You see what I mean? These guys are feeding on African wealth every day over the past 2,600 years. How they come by our cash? They stole it. A coup. Yes. They reach a signal. And how could they take out an African king if Africa wasn't behind it? They couldn't take out that king. So they must have arranged, the way I see it. Now somebody would have to explain differently. They must receive cooperation for them to launch their new world order stuff. And who knows? These guys might have threatened them. I don't know. But all I can say to you, it's based on the history that we have coming along over the past 1,200 years, when these white people learn to read and start to be the greatest criminal in the Bronze Age, down there, they mash up the Bronze Age and stuff like that. But at that time, they didn't take on a political power yet. It was just them with the little reading that they were able to do. But they want to go far enough where they can dominate and begin to teach black people the way of life, because they don't care about the way of the gods. It is the way of Jesus that they want you to know and to convert you. But so the book, the Bible, is what they wrote, and black people are going to think that, oh, that's the God that
you know, they pray to and everything like that. You don't read the history yet. The prehistory. And what you're reading in the Bible about the flood, prehistory flood. These Sodomites are writing what is in the Bible. They're not writing all truth. You can only get a glimpse that there was a flood. But what are you getting out of the real story of the flood? You're not getting it. And they like hold the patent to lie about the African people. And African people never come to the point where they say, but no, we are a species, a different species from them. They established themselves in Africa almost 2 million years before we come to Earth, before we were created. Now, we cannot allow them to control us. It doesn't happen like that. Why not? It is because they're coming from a descent where they don't have no political backing, nothing like that. They are not civilized enough to even dig a good trench. You see what? Coming back from Mesopotamia there and they're fooling around and trying to say they're ruling, you know, some territories and take over some territories. These folks, the best thing they know is to fuck each other's ass. Right? And you see, they didn't take too long before they get Obama to pass law, Supreme Court law, for you to marry and fuck law. As long as you live, the honors is there for you to fuck in that matrimony. That's it. Okay? Now, who's going to pick up on what I'm...
That's true.
Who is going to look into what I'm saying and come forth and say it's true? No. You're afraid that some people are going to kill you. These faggots then, with FBI and Secret Service, think they're going to kill you. They're not going to kill you. If you are clad with the word that the world of humanity fears the truth of the gods who send the rain and all the kind of stuff that if they do too much, we are out of business. They can shut down every commerce transaction. All it takes is just one big show of rain where they want at the right places. They want it. You see what I mean? We have a creator. We do not allow these fucking ass white people to take control of us and where we live. You just don't do that. And if we all see that church belongs to them faggot and they want to rule the world with sodomy, the Bible here don't have anything for Christianity, what they say Christianity is all about. Jesus and his love. There is no Jesus, first of all. And there is no love of Jesus. They make that up. And if you follow what they write, you will see in the Bible is not a God of holiness. It's a God that tells them, not African people, not the hybrid people, not the Elohim people, but they who have absolutely no gods in their creation whatsoever. You hear that? What I'm telling you is true. Go read the World History textbook. Okay? National Geographic. I print this all too. You see, you have some things in there to be careful of because these sodomites write a lot of things in there and they don't call themselves sodomites either. They don't refer to themselves as the stinker that they are. You see what I mean? They put themselves where nobody knows them for sure, but they exist. That's the way they put themselves in the world is a textbook. Okay? So I'm telling you what is going on. It's high-tech reading and understand, you know, the difference between these sodomites and non-sodomites. Okay? It's the same. However, what I'm saying to you is that the basic thing is that you're going to church, and this guy, who's the head of the church, is apologizing for sin the sins of Catholic for 2 millennia. And we've gone over 2 millennia now. And see, these are the things that they still are doing, maybe not at the same level that they used to, but they don't stop doing these things that I'll read to you here. The Pope is going to apologize for faults that he addressed, including wars of religion, abuses during the rites of during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. How you are going to church and you think that the church was founded by somebody else? The church is not founded by nobody else. I mean, the church rule over all of the churches. The Roman Catholic Church has the power of the Roman power to shut down every single thing that you're running transaction on the earth, because you believe that they have power to do it. They call themselves Romans, but you don't know how they become Romans. And 2 million years, they don't talk. They couldn't do nothing civilized. How did they come for talk? Moreover, to talk about build up all churches and have all the riches of the world, and African people go for hunger. And you have to go to their school now, and they teach you in university colleges and everything. The faggots them, the homosexual them doing that. They are doing that. 2 millennia ago and more, and yeah, we black people around here talking all kind of crap. You see, whatever they say with liquor sense, it drop in the street. It doesn't go anywhere. You show me what T.D. Jakes is talking and the guy. They want the biggest supersonic jet, you see, to say they're doing church God's business. You know, we should have graduated long time above these idiots. And moreover, to identify as an hybrid person. You think they know they are hybrid? No, they are from their eye at their knee. They are reading Bible, so they don't get to read no history yet. You see, they have the Bible. They are still telling people about wise men and dog you into the conviction that, yes, there was wise men. Yes, remember the wise men? You know, when they follow the star, you see, and because the wise men did not go back to Herod, Herod sent out his army out to kill boy babies 2 years and under. He slayed them. It's a lie. All right. I want to tell you what these sodomite white men are doing. Well, you think that you should be going to these places that they set up for you to come, the church and other kind of thing that they set up, and the voting. Why do you think African people need to get food from these fucking batty white people who invade all of our territories? You don't think that there is something to it? That we should know the fucking batty whenever they do and come out and dog us to vote for them? You know how much money from our resources they are using? We don't look on them like it's our resources they are using right in front of our faces. And these giant of a steamliner they have out there, military ships, to go anywhere and level the place. Did you hear what Trump said to Kim Jong-un? What they can do with his country? Yes. These fucking ass, that's how bad they are. You're not going to get anywhere with them. Besides, they blast you into where you never come back. And as long as you are going to church and you're praising their God in the Bible, you know, you will have to be afraid of the stuff that they do. If you go the right way, that is to tell you the African people supposed to live, you will never worry about them. They worry about you. Okay? And they can't do nothing about you. The point is, if they steal everything we have and controlling us, well, you know, they surpass the God to us. While the gods are looking at us and wonder, you know, wonder, what are we doing? Listen, these white people are doing some things. If you know, well, how much more will your skin crawl than where you know already? But you don't have no strength, no academic power, no voice to make the inhabitants of the land tremble. You don't have anything. Now, some people out there trembling right now. Not unless nobody not listening to me. But people out there got to be trembling. Why? They don't stop by. Because they think what I'm saying is too far-fetched and, you know, find all kind of a monkey stuff to say. But they won't come and tell me, how did Adam and Eve get into that garden there that you can't find today? Why do you think that I'm crazy? And, you know, it don't work the while listening to me. And the most basic thing that I'd ask you, you're not able to answer. What answer have I not, what question have I not answered yet from anyone? Answer nobody. All right. But what I'm trying to tell you now, I am doing this show today because of a specific reason. And the reason is there is a finance company that I am with, right? I'm not calling the name of it, but I'm telling you that I got a disclosure from them, right? Now, it is not financial institution. The problem that I have with the disclosure that they sent me, the arrow is pointed on the sodomite, what they call what they call the government. Uncle Sam, right? Uncle Sam. They and the states that they control. Now, the state can't do anything. Certain things they can't do because of this, what, the Second Amendment? You know, something that places requirement, incumbency for what the federal government wrote into the Constitution. For the states have to follow all those good things that at the federal level, the local state must do those things to the citizen. And remember that they say in the Constitution that black people must inherit all of the good things that are prescribed for everybody else. They don't do that. They don't do that. I work with a state, a county. Right? and I personal knowledge, that they don't pay the African people what the county, what the state, what the federal government say they are to pay us. I know that as a fact because I work for them. And I know what went on there and that I was involved in too. Right? Because of what I did there and bust a lot of things that they go on with. And this Wasserman, you see this Debbie Wasserman? She's a criminal. Debbie Wasserman is a criminal. Because she was one of the that was over there. Right? You know, these people who always run for service and all they want is to go in there and manipulate contracts and get a whole lot of money. You think they won't even get a little bit of money for the job itself, but they can pull in a lot of money from contractors and stuff like that. Debbie Wasserman is a criminal. And I used to write to her as well when I work. You see? At one of what they call, you know, their outsource the county job, they did not, when I check into it, they did not outsource nothing. They were paying about $600,000 or something like that to this LLC. It's the corruption of these sodomite fucking people, them honest fucking people, them. That's what they do. You see what I mean? I mean, if are they outsourcing the county job when the county has every means to run it themselves, right? And pay the workers what the Constitution said they're supposed to pay. No, they're not doing it. And I presume that every one of these states, they do the same thing. You talk about America, where these white people think that they run the world. I saw them think they don't know that something is going to come and destroy them for doing it. Yes. So I'm telling you, black people, if you don't know, these fucking ass white people that you see, they already spread sodomy all over the earth. Right? Black people don't have no history of fucking ass before they came along. Okay? And remember what they go through. They are the only people fuck ass. And anybody else is the fucking ass. They are the one who teach them. They teach dog to fuck them, the fuck ass too. They fuck dog and dog fuck them. They show that. I wouldn't know nothing about that unless I come to know, I never come close to none of those experiences. I am raw, raw, raw African hybrid. Look at the color of my skin. Okay? Me don't know nothing about that because it would have to come from polytheism and sodomy. No, he not polytheism. Me not sleep. Me not read it. Okay? But they come now because of a circumstance of their running and interbreeding with others and ultimately with us, with some of our people as they walk out of Africa and go into other parts of the world. They follow us. But most of all, before they follow us, they start interbreeding. I mean, like wherever they drag our people to and start interbreeding with them. And now they have proto. Those are the interbreeding with us are causing the problems today because they have mixed blood. They couldn't talk as Homo erectus. They could only make stone tools. Okay? Before they finished making stone tools, they were destroying the Bronze Age. Everything we did as civilized establishment, they were destroying it. And you read it in history, the Bronze Age was destroyed, coming to the latter part of it. It's them. Nobody else on earth do that. Inquisition, Crusaders, and call them what ISIS and these kind of stuff. They are the ones that are destroying the African people on the ground and behave like, oh, it's the adversaries that they don't know. Damn them. It's the president. All of them. Send out the military, go carry out them command, and you think some of them are good? Good president? Which one of them? If any one of them was good, maybe John F. Kennedy. But what did John F. Kennedy do? His brother died because he said he was going to win the presidency and send phantom jets, about 50 phantom jets, into Palestine to kill us, to kill our people. That's why Saran, his name, whatever the guy name. Listen, my friend, I'm telling you, these white people, if you think that they must rule you, you don't have any sense. You're not reading. You're not reading the history. Because they catch us and put the church inside of our conviction, right? But so was I. So was I. You see? But my head was instructed to read. I know what I'm reading. So now you can't tell me about Adam and Eve anymore because not Nagasa. You're just not reading to understand. Okay? You can do a lot of other clerical things and stuff like that, but you're not reading the Bible to understand what's in there, because you exempt the words in the Bible apart from other, like if you're dealing with legal issues and stuff like that, the words don't mean the same to you as a Christian, because they teach you to read to have faith and believe what you don't know, never will. I know is above fucking white people. Okay, so therefore I have to carry the word, okay, that blasts up fucking ass. African people, don't fuck ass, all right? So now, what I wanted to tell you, what these fuck ass people are doing, they already spread sodomy all over the world, I guess, to every nation and tongue. They never have any intent to save anybody to go to heaven. That's not what Jesus is all about. They make up the whole thing. No, they've gone up into the sky with them sodomy. Now, one of the things that was hidden from us was the fact that the Elohim that you read about in the Bible, they're not reading, they're not telling you about the history of the Elohim, because they modify the perception of the Elohim into a spirit god. So you only read about the Elohim in the World History textbook, And how they write about the Elohim in the Bible, right? Mix up the plural word with singular and stuff like that. However, there come along this man, Zachariah Sitchin, who write for Sumerian history. Prehistory before Christ, Zachariah Sitchin wrote. And Zachariah Sitchin is writing on the level poor me don't write on issue that he knows, because he was privy to everything NASA does. Uh-huh. When you hear these stinking whatever people them talk, call the word Zachariah Sitchin, you know what? they will die a natural death. Because guess what? They're running into destruction. As they call that man name and talk about, you know, it's a Christian hatred for Zachariah Sitchin. Somebody like me, I wouldn't be here talking to you if I hadn't read Mesopotamian History by Zachariah Sitchin. He's a scholar, right? Yes. And they are criticizing this man as much as they want and talk all kind of stuff. You know, these Sodomite people call him, with them up doctorate and all this kind of stuff. But I'm trying to tell you what these white homo erectus Sodomite body fucking white people. They don't want to talk about Europe no more. You see, because they're playing the game in different diverse ways. They are now settled in African territories all around, and black people have no talk in these territories. All right, so you think about it. When they're in America and they talk about America, you don't hear them talk about Europe. And that's where they come from and come here. Talk about Britain. They talk about Britain, that Britain was forever antiquity. Yes, that's what they talk. And they are the ones that kill off the millions and millions of African people. And now go on like, oh, Britain is such a dainty place to go. Black people go there to work because they are perishing for food. And people go to England, go work. You see, and come to America and work for what? And go Canada and all different places of white people face. Because the white people them steal African position in the world. You see? Yes. And it's simple because Africa let us down. They will not send anybody to help the people who are disenfranchised. They rather help these white people who had nothing, and them are sodomites and have nothing to do with us, and they allow them to interbreed with our people and write a Bible about God and a new world where, you know, in the beginning God create Adam and Eve. What? In the beginning God create the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. These white people didn't know exactly what they were writing, but they think they could write it and get away with it. I tell you today, it is illegal for them to write a Bible about us Africans. Let them go write a Bible about their fucking ourselves, because that's all they have to sell the world. It's fucking ass. That's where they must go with it. Okay? Take the FBI and the Secret Service and go to Africa, where they have all the place there to fuck ass. Okay? And take all who they want to take with them who like to fuck ass too. Okay? There is no law here that is jurisdiction over African people. America is not for sodomites. They come here and kill off so many people on the boats. How they kill you. Okay? Not once. They talk of twice in about 6 weeks. They are coming and hunt people down at night when they are sleeping, them and their children. That's what they wrote. Okay? And they come here and behave like, oh, they have government of antiquity. And not Nogosa. Not Nakaso. Bring me someone who can demonstrate right here that they have legitimate law. A.D. Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord. Let somebody come here on this show and tell the world that. They cannot do it. What we are sitting back and watching these white fucking and civilized homo sapien offspring of people talk about they're running, you know, they have a right to take what we have. Dear God, tell them to kill us and take our place. My friends, most of the damage that these people do, or a lot of the damage they do, is talk, is what they say. And black people, come on, believe it. You see? It's, you know, they have, you know, the place where they kill you with weapons and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, what set the foundation for them is basically what they say, and black people believe it. You know what I mean? So, therefore, we would think that we can't fight them with weapons because they have more weapons, you know, and Africa don't make any effort to be superpower. You notice that? They have a right because they have to be political. But they don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. You see, if we don't save ourselves by getting right and come out of the church and that kind of stuff and stop believing what these sodomites write, you know, and totally block out the civilized knowledge and put Adam and Eve in there. And we believe that. So we are suffering bad because of these things. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, the white men feel like they got it all, right? They only have a few things to finalize now to make it all, you know, all come together for them. They don't have to worry about, you know, ruling the world anymore or anybody threatening them, and they're going to lose their democracy. They are looking to expand their sodomy on Mars. Okay? And a lot of things happen in the 19th century. A lot of things happen in the 19th century that we hear some little news clips or something like that, but if we don't read proper account, like I was telling you, Zechariah Sitchin supply. But Zechariah doing right, like him hate anybody. Him like the truth. And he writes in a manner that when you read what he says, him don't make you go hate nobody. Because him don't take side with, like, he's after anybody who are heretic or not like that. He just writes what happened in the pre-world, right? Pre-history, like the flood, and, you know, when the gods came to earth and things like that. All the things that NASA is doing and the trips that they make, and when you have a lot of scientists getting together and have meeting. Zechariah report on those things. So I get these information from his books, and not everybody going to react the way I reacted, because not everybody get up, grow up in church from your age 7 till you're adult. A whole lot of people do, though. But how many people are going to react the way I do? I want every little sense into my brain to work on this. Because this is something to work on and succeed. You know, succeed at it. Because, you know, the weapon of the warfare is not carnal, but mighty through the gods. And I don't have no fear of these sodomites. I feel this way, that they are on standby for this distinction. Because all of their ancestors were possibly sodomites, I don't know. I don't know. But they interbreed a lot with the Neanderthals, so Neanderthals probably was not sodomites, but they get what they want out of them. Okay? They interbreed with them. They were not supposed to, but that's what they did. And it put them up higher on the human tree and make it possible for them to to interbreed with Africans. All right. What I'm trying to tell you, they are destructive, these white people. And they're going to hold down on our place and what we have until we move them. And we can't move them without the truth. So if you think you're going to go to church and your life is going to get better, you're going to make money and stuff like that, and they're going to try to give you money and bribe you and all them kind of things, for you to vote for them and all that kind of stuff. If you don't know no better than that, if you don't know no better than that, you're going to perish in your ignorance. Because I was ignorant too. But I'm telling you, what they have been doing in the 80s is a lot of stuff that they have been doing in the 80s. And, you know, they behave like they... If you notice, the 80s coming into the 90s, that you don't see... They start to talk about the Cold War, and Reagan go to one of those places and tell them, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Remember that? Back in them times, things were happening. And Reagan, if you think Reagan, I told you about all of these presidents are sodomites. They're just behaving like they're, you know, because they want, they are prepping themselves. They're not just going about it just like that. They are prepping themselves. They are having schools how they should attire and behave themselves, because they want us to get an impression that, oh, they are changing, they are becoming natural. That's not true. See, when they tell Obama to, you know, get the Supreme Court to start marrying, you know, sodomite people now, that they be just like, you know, a married couple. You get the same benefits from government and stuff. They want them to get more and more of African money. You see what I mean? So they might marry them so them can funnel the money out as much as they can. So I'm telling you that what they have been doing, you see, under the Reagan time coming right along, the Clintons, you know, and the Bushes. Yes. Yes. And one of the problem Zachariah addressed is what our Sumerian civilized people tells us, because they get the information from the gods. Right? Remember, the gods treat us as intelligent humans, not white people. You get me? You don't see no reading to show that the gods think that white people, nothing we have that show no light. Africa and the creation of the ivory people, us, that's what you read. That's what you read. All right. So what has happened here is that Zachariah addressed one of the strange things. What was considered strange was that there is a 12th planet. And he wrote a book, and you can get that book if you are listening to me and you hear this. You can get, it's a little book. It's not big. They have quite a bit of pages, though, like 300, almost 400 pages. But they are not big books, okay? And it doesn't cost a lot of money for the level knowledge in them and ultimate knowledge, too, because you are going to learn knowledge that make you turn your back on a lot of things that you had believed and hadn't the knowledge of it. Now, here is knowledge. Zachariah Sitchin write the book about the 12th planet. I had one of those books. That's about the first one of his books I got. And he
he explained thoroughly what the Sumerian, he didn't make it up. He's writing what the Sumerian wrote on tablets. It's not modern history. It's the history that comes from prehistory. And it shows there is a 12th planet. But from the start, this inquisition and inquisition and the next criminal terrorist group just hold a second. Yes, the planet Nibiru. You know, it's like Christianity don't want to hear nothing about that in this solar system. Anything this Sumerian write and tell you, if it's not true, a these faggot write it and say a Sumerian. Just like they talk about the Atra Asistex, and they write a Ugarit text to counter the Atra Asis Sumerian text. That's what these fucking ass white men are doing. And you think they didn't invent Christianity? It is them that invented Christianity. It is them that used to worship the gods and make all kind of a ceremony and stuff like that. It's them. Okay? And you think white people are easy kind of creatures? And coming down and dropping, we don't, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Didn't they come with all their disease and kill us? Yes, they did. And look at the things that they are always doing undercover. Okay? And so then, I'm telling you, they continue to fly up into space. And some of the NASA voyages, they put powerful surveillance to look for what they call Planet X. That is Nibiru that Zachariah is sitting right about. You want to read and get an education about that, get the book from Zachariah Sitchin. Barnes and Nobles and Amazon.com. I imagine it may be other places too. But you want a good education about our world. Because all we know is about the church and Jesus Christ come to die. It's a big, big thing. Jesus came from glory and came and died and, you know, in Bethlehem. All them kind of things. And we sing all these songs. The church full of a song. Jesus died on Calvary. Jesus paid it all. Jesus don't exist, my friend. You may say, you mean that they would write that? Yes, that's what they did. Since they learned to read over the past 12,000 years from the African people, you really need to know. So I am telling you now, dear Gorbachev and Reagan had some negative exchange, but they were talking, okay, cooperating with each other, and they're setting up various different types of spacecraft with these cameras that they have sending out there and looking at in a certain area for what is called the 10th planet that would further make 12th planet, right? Because
I think they count the sun and the moon as planets. And then this next planet is like these sodomites and civilized white fucking ass. They don't know. I like to tell you, they are uncivilized. They think that making a new world is easy for them because fucking ass is something awful, terrible to do. And that is their crown sex. You see what I mean? Yeah, that's their crown sex. If you're out there listening to me, what do you do with this information? So I'm telling you what they are doing. And the messenger, they always want to kill. Zachariah Sitchin, they want to destroy him. But he was a very credible and dignified scholar who only care about, you know, what is civilized. You see, and Dr. Samuel Noah Kramer is another guy who writes, but I am not sure that he went deeply into the area of Sumerian writing like Zachariah Sitchin. I think somewhere along the line, Zachariah Sitchin specialized into certain things here. But he go broadly into his thing. He's not just writing, you know, he incorporate a whole lot of very important issues pertaining to civilized mankind. Not the white people, eh? The white people are pushing in themselves like you're saying here. What they do, I have this book a long time, but did not finish reading all of it. But now I'm reading about this interaction between Gorbachev and Reagan and what they discover ultimately. Remember when they had the many UFOs of back there, I think in the 90s. What was going on back there? Why people were seeing all these things? I doubt that a lot of what we were seeing, exaggeration. And I think that these white people were mimicking serious spacecraft. I think that is possible. I don't know all that much about it, but using my common sense and what I hear as report, I think it is possible that some of the things we heard about UFO were real. They said they have pictures that they are holding back because of some crash, they said. So wherever that come from, all right. Coming out of that UFO, there is the planning of the Soviet to work together. All right. So they have a jealousy over each other, which one is making more progress in space than the other. Certain things they are brotherhood, but in some things there is not brotherhood in there. It's who want to be more than the other. All right? So now, they begin to see, and it's at one point, maybe like 3 years or so ago, they have article about the planet that they see that it is cited. The circumference that it circles is a massive, massive distance away. Time when it takes like what 360 Earth years for it to come into our area like what caused the flood at the time. So this pot, the place, and those cameras that they put on those spacecraft, they use it to also search for the thing. And they didn't have a very hard time to search and find it. But guess what? Just like what happened with the Phobos 2, they got shot down from the moon, the moonlet of Mars, and they hide pictures. They hide pictures of what was recorded, and only put out what was not incriminating. They didn't want the world to know. But because many European countries was in on the launch and supporting it, including America, but the Soviets were the one that led it. All right. They had to come out and tell the truth. And the truth is that they were really shut down, but they didn't want the world to know that. So they kind of talk around it until they had to actually come out after a while, a year or so later. They were shut down. So you don't hear them talking about going to Mars. And when you hear them talk about they want to go to Mars and they send a rover up there, why are they sending a rover up there? Unmanned rover. They should have man going up there now because they so want to get up there to go fuck each other. Okay? All right. So like I'm saying to you, when they put these instruments to look, to scan, and they found it, and you have all of these educated guy will science them into it, and even in the local media, several media in the book that Sitchin wrote in tell you that local media run it, but the church thing, oh gosh, man, it's hard to beat the church unless the gods have to do something. You see, but people on the earth here only believe in the church because that's all they were taught as reality. Yes. Now I get to the part of the book that is telling me that they suppress it. These faggots suppress the fact that they see what the Sumerian said. There is a 10th planet. Planet X is there. Nibiru. And it is written in plain, broad information in the Sumerian that black people know. And them trying as the Sodomite white talking serpent them. Yes, I doubt them, I do. I doubt them, I do. So I bring it to you so that you understand. When I tell you that white people, you black people, must read to guide yourself, because Bible ain't telling you nothing to make you retrieve your civilized senses. Because as it is now with church, AD Anno Domini mean in the year of our Lord, you can't find nothing in that is true. Not even the dust of it. If you think that Jesus died to save you, you're thinking something that is 100% wrong. That's what I found. That's right. And if you follow the Bible, you shouldn't be afraid to dead and go to hell, because it never tell you that you were created to go to a heaven. You know? And if you don't live holy. You don't have nothing like that. These faggots write a Bible and tell us that. Not Nagasa. Not a single thing, Nagasa. And read the world history textbook and you will find out the history from way back in time, taking you from when they were Homo erectus and how they interbreed with the African coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago. And where they come now to be talking about they're ruling us with AD and Adamani. And every fucking shit that they come and tell us in a Bible, we believe it. You know what I mean? And we are afraid because we want the Holy Ghost and we want to go to heaven. Jesus is coming back. Look, no Jesus existed. No God, it sounds like sodomite. Now that, you know, I'm seeing all of this, you can tell the Bible is a sodomite book because the God where them have there, I'm telling you, monotheism God. You know, there's nothing about this character that is holy and perfect and loves people and not like that, because God never liked Adam and Eve. The God that, you know, I mean, in the Bible, never liked Adam and Eve. I mean, and when God tell him prophet them and warriors them to go out there and kill other people who, you know, take out their land and everything like that. That's what they have in the Bible. So today, they get us to believe the Bible. So now, you know, say, is God tell them, that's what they say now, God tell them to come here and kill the African people and turn them into Christians. If you don't know what's going on, seek to know. Know when somebody's telling you something that makes sense. Know that. That's all I can tell you. All right. Let me read some of this here to you. AD law uses escheatment. S as guise to confiscate more black people land and cash. Just one second. I got this disclosure yesterday. And I just think that, you know, I would like to talk about this today. I should not do a show today. But I decided I'm going to do it. I want people to hear this. You know what? Sometimes I could have invite people to send me a letter and, you know, where to send it. But you know what? I have been taken up with just telling you. No, because if anybody wants to write to me or anything like that, they could put an effort in and talk to me, you know, and perhaps, you know, incite me that I could do this. But I'm not inspired to do that. I'm not inspired to, you know, like, urge people to write to me. If people want to write to me, they can write to me. And if you write to me, I used to get some letters from some people, though, but it's maybe 3 years now I haven't heard from anybody, right? But if you want to write to me, it's do I remember? Yes. It's what is it? I think it's I-T-H-Y-A-L-B-R-E at, let me see. Oh, it's www. www.timothyaltred.com. If anybody wants to send me a letter, I will appreciate you send me a letter, whatever you have to say. You know, if it is something to be disregarded, I disregard it. But if you send me a letter with any kind of sense in there, I'm going to write you back. All it takes is a, you know, an email, a good email, you know. So I want you to know what I know, okay? So here is what I'm telling you. Because look, we are too advanced in what, in our makeup, to allow these folks to learn from us and then begin to steal and kill us. And we lack the word force, something that we don't buy. You know what I mean? White people must leave our territory. There's no joke about that. A.D. Anadamani. Is now A.D. Anadamani is not authentic civilization government. It is not. Okay? Everything they write is mockery and uses African characters. They don't use theirs. Now, how do we allow this? How do we allow this for so long? A.D. Anadamani, in the year of our Lord, is not authentic civilization government. And immediately barred from all known territories. They are barred. I'm telling you. I'm warning them. They must leave. They are barred. Otherwise, take what you get. It's not from me. I don't have anything to do anything to anybody out there but what I'm doing right now. Okay? I'm telling people to get the education of history, to get to know what these white people, why they are here and doing the kind of stuff to do. If they were here on Canada and everything like that. No, but they are like telling you that we have a right to be here. You are not. No. You don't sit down on that. Not unless you don't know where you come from. They're writing a Bible and tell you that is the Bible that you know, where your God gives you whatever coming to you. And they are the agent of God. Honest fucking people, man. Okay? Now, so all European erectus, sodomites, stone tool era, proto European, that's what they are. All European erectus, they are sodomites. Stone tool era, proto-Indo-European, that's what they are. They're not going to use our wealth and our territory and excel above us than the time allotted to them. They're over and done. And it's time for the hybrid people to rise up, get out of the churches that they have there about Jesus, because none of it is true. Belonging
they are belonging. These so-called proto are the interbreeding with African people, miscegenation with African people. That's why they call themselves proto. They are the ones that are destroying the world. They have the intellect to do it, and therefore counter-intellect is here. But where Africa gone? Africa is with them, but the gods not with them. Okay? They don't want to see the gods return to Earth. That's why they are talking about making a space station to shut them down if they ever head this way. You don't see. That's what the white sodomites are doing, the U.S. and the Soviet and the other European countries. That's what they're doing. Now, I don't know how far they are now. We're talking about they're going to Mars. Well, we know about the rover about three months or so ago. They said they put up a rover up there. Did they put a rover up there? Or it is a simulation? I don't know. Right? But from the way they've been carrying on, it seemed like it can be real, right? So that's where they are now. But you don't hear them behaving like the way they used to about Mars. Because they have too much against them right now. They were saying that we are alone. Remember how long they're using our money, building all kind of radio telescope, listening for intelligent voices broadcasting and stuff like that? You remember? Right. Their wing broke. They lose the fat out of their wing. They're no longer able to fly. They realize now that they are restricted to what they do, getting shut down at the moonlet of Mars. They were working on Mars so that they can have, they can have possibility now, or prepare a way to get to Mars once they can accomplish the things they want to do. When they get shut down, they realize, oh, they are up against some other forces up there. Right? It's not ghosts. They know it's not ghosts. They know somebody with engines up there and shut them down. So it's two of those spacecraft they lose. They lose Phobos 1 and Phobos 2, and who knows others that I don't really read about. But what I'm trying to tell you, at this time, before you age up and dead, you need to learn the truth. Right? Begin to read about your history. My people, read about your history. But as long as you lean on the Bible and think that the Lord your God is in there, your life will die believing the nonsense that these white people that you see here, right, parading on, carrying on. You're going to stuck with what they say, come vote for me and all that kind of thing. We don't come from a government that votes at all. We don't come from a democracy government. We come from kingship that come from heaven and that set up zodiacal calendar and start our human society for us, civilized society. These guys don't business with civilized society. That's why everything they do is wicked and cruel. And only on the black people, they don't kill out each other. You know, you see they do domestic killing, guy kill him wife or something, or his wife kill him or spouse or something. You know, they never used to married. They didn't know anything about married. They didn't know about law. They didn't know about family. As you can see now, they are bending over to, you know, to spread their culture all over. See what they do? Come here in the United States. And don't care about us.
how we were created and who we are, what the history books say we are, and that they don't have a place with us. And why we are here is because our ancestors fuck with them. Okay? That's why we are here underneath them. They are controlling us. If we don't realize that's why we are suffering from their sodomite fucking, it's so baseless, but they use it, and Africa said nothing. You think about that. Imperial colonialism. Where'd that come from? Can I ask? Africa said nothing. So what must we think about Africa? From 2,600 years, Africa said nothing about what they have been doing to African people and African leaders, Saddam and many others, Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. You imagine that they can go there and do that, and not even one leader of the African country come to his help. And Farrakhan, who is his friend, talk a whole bunch of rubbish. What did he do to help him? Did he have a million-man march and protest that? No, he didn't. Listen, my friends. I'm not going to stand up and listen to somebody talking a whole bunch of trash where I don't see a living thing from what they're doing. Okay? They can, create some little light impression or stuff like that. But, I mean, where is that going to take us? So it goes on to say here that, they are not authentic civilization government and immediately barred from all known territories. All European Homo erectus sodomites are stone tool, are from the stone tool era. And when did the stone tool era stop? When there was no more stone tools. It's in the Bronze Age, where African people begin to make bronze. You see? They cannot claim that they did it, because it is very clear in the history, and if you can't run them out of town with the truth, well, you are inviting them to stay here. Then they need to go. They need to go. They are belonging to 1.5 million years spatiotemporal time. That's where they're coming from, and if you can't trace them from there, you lose them, and they gonna do something to you. Not a joke. I'm not joking. And they spatiotemporal time of 1.5 million years spatiotemporal time of Elohim kingship government dominion. And let's see, this needs to be spatiotemporal time. Okay. Let's see. So I tell you how long they've been around there. Yes. They must cease. They must cease violation
of Elohim kingship government, dominion, they must cease. Immediate departure is warned, pending mixture of the God's vengeance. Take note, white European men are not civilized. Okay? Killing and stealing blacks' wealth. Stop it now. Stop it. But they say Homo erectus was a very successful human sodomite species, lasting at least 1.5 million years. You hear that? Now, they died out and leave the proto and maybe a couple of the other one there still they disperse. They gone, they died out. You see what I mean? So now what you see here is a fragment of the Homo erectus, who never do no harm but interbreed until they come into this type of a situation. You see what I mean? But how long are they going to last with their effort that they are making right now? All they are trying to do, now, if you don't look carefully, you won't see that they are trying to, like, diminish the African people. You won't see it. But what is to make you see it is they carry on discrimination of blacks. They kill blacks before your eyes. What they are doing strategically, they are doing things like what I'm telling you, like they will not tell the truth. They hide the truth that they see the 10 planets, the Nibiru, where the gods come from and come here. Why do these sodomites do that? Because they want to spread their esteem of fucking each other's ass. Nothing but that. Why they write a Bible like this is all African character and not their own. Because of what they think about their disdain fucking ass. Because all they will get is disdain for fucking ass and trying to get privacy for people to respect privacy of fucking ass. That's what they're doing. Now, go on a little further. Yes. So you see, they are the ones that saying this, you know, about Homo erectus was very successful. Very successful, yes, by killing African people and making AD and Adamani law. That is the law that have stolen African wealth, property, and people. So when they talk about they were successful, yes, killing off the black people and they, you know, use funny law like AD and Adamani. Right now, everywhere around the world is sitting on AD and Adamani, Latin in the year of our Lord, and nobody, maybe the Pope, maybe, I'm not sure this Pope even can tell you what AD and Adamani is, and that's what they're using to control the resources and in the world and people and cause people to go all over, I mean, create destabilization by terrorists and behave like an Adam, like, oh, they're too dignified to do that. It's them doing it. It's America that they come and make law to marry fucking ass people. Why bring them around us where they're not supposed to hear? They don't show us that they don't care about what we think. Okay? they would more care if we start doing something to push them out. And that's what is going to happen. They're going to go out. Okay? And when they must go out, that is when they should know they should have taken warning. Because the wrath of the God is not something that they can stand, right? We belong to the gods, not your Bible God, right? Take your Bible and go to Europe and have your church. I'm telling you, this is serious business. Now, he says, unlike earlier hominins that developed crude choppers, they're putting down their ancestors because they're going on like they don't come from Homo erectus. You hear they talk? Unlike earlier hominids, where they come from, that's where they start with the hominin. And if you don't know that, you think, I know this where them come from. The development where them have from Neanderthals and from African people, it's not going to help them. What the help that they are getting from it is to kill off the African people and give them a Bible to turn them fool and stuff like that. That's what they're doing. But they think that, and they think that will work for them. It's not working. It's not going to work. Because right now, they against me, they can't prove that they have legitimate law. They cannot. They just got, how are they going to stop the wrath of the gods who create civilized people? And they come around and decide that, oh no, they want it go differently for them. Because they know if they cannot wipe out the African people, they're going to be extinct because they are on standby for extinction already. So the stuff that they do, it's not going to help them. There's no way the gods would make them stand by and do that. Earth is a valuable place to the gods. They came here and do valuable things. You think they're going to allow them? They're looking at us and wonder if we're going to make them do something like this or succeed. You know, even for a time. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a no. It's a no. They have done enough already. Yes, and it has come too far. That's how I see. You see, they're coming here and they can go in a church and shoot down African people 15 one time. And no big deal. Why no big deal? Obama is coming there and eulogizing them and all that. Listen, I'm not going to live under that, under this. I'm not living under this. And I'm telling you, to have these fucking ass white people talk like this, and you read this and it doesn't mean nothing to you, I won't drink a can of water from you. You don't see that? These people are gone beyond now. Black people are reverence them, okay? And you cannot stand up and defend yourself. You have to always compromise yourself. Why you have to compromise yourself? Because something is wrong and not straightened out yet. Straighten it out now. You see, don't depend on people to help you. You have the power within you if you do the right thing. But you can't do the right thing when you believe in a democracy. Read and find out like I do. Okay? Who invent democracy? Who invent? You know, it is Ecclesiastes invent democracy. Ecclesiastes. And then the Pope, one of those Pope, you know, back in time, give, you know, they invent, or one of the emperor, along with the Pope, they all invented the calendar AD Anadamas, right? So what I'm saying to you is that they are talking and bragging, you know, and they talk about themselves like they are somebody else, unlike earlier hominins.
You read in the World History textbook, that's where they come from. The hominin level of humanity. Okay? Develop a crude choppers and flakes. Homo erectus produce sophisticated stone axes. Are they still making them today? No, they are saying they make bronze now, you know, see it? All right. But they don't say they made bronze. You see it? And they said, and use sharp stone cleavers and finger-sized scrappers used slice of chewable. It's like chewable size of meat. That's all they, you know, they talk about it like it's a big, big, big thing. So how did bronze come in? Why didn't say they make bronze? No. But what species first made bronze? Unequivocally, in 3500 BC, who made it? Around 3500 BC. Around 3500 BC. Wait a minute. It's in around 3500 BC. Let's see here. Yes, in around, unequivocally, in around 3, I'm going to get this. Yes, in around 3500 BC, the first signs of bronze, listen to this, the first signs of bronze usage was by the Elohim hybrid Homo sapiens, anatomical human being. You hear that, black people? The ancient Sumerians started to make bronze in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley in Western Asia. You hear where bronze begin to be made? You see? And these fucking ass sodomites will not leave out the African people and their territory and wealth alone. Okay? Yes? It was not white men and them make it. Okay? It was not white men. Where we are. Where was I? Yeah, it was not white men. Historic records say that bronze have been discovered by black people, not sodomites, when coppers and tin, when copper and tin rich rocks were used to build campfire rings. You get it? All right. I talked to you about what the government is doing. Let's come back and read a little note on it. Enchantment. is a process of transferring assets to the state. Transfer it from who? Or by who? This means ownership of an estate or property assets could revert to a lawful heir or owner should one turn up. Now, why they are taking away people's money that is laid aside for themselves, and they are making law to able transfer people's assets when you are alive, right? While you're alive, they're not waiting until if you're dead and leave it to the state, them get it. No, when you're alive, if you don't go and like you have it in an institution and show that you're alive, they will gonna transfer your asset to them while you're alive. You could go there, and because you didn't call up the institution within 1 year, they are authorized by law to turn over your money to the state. Will you ever hear something like that from these sodomites who talk about AD and Adamani? That is not government for Africans. It's time people wake up. It's time you wake up. And not out there chatting. I'm telling you this because it's important. Because you may turn up and find out you don't have no money into your account that you have out there, that you probably just allow the money to grow on its own. Right? And whenever you do, you do. No, them don't want that. Them don't want that. Them a make law now called what's escheatment or estimate, whatever you call it, but it E-S-C-H-E-A-T-M-E-N-T. All right? This is the word they are using to transfer your money into the state ownership, and you don't have nothing there no more. If you don't call and show, say you're alive in 1 year, them are gonna take your money out of your savings. Imagine that. This means that ownership of an estate or property asset could revert to a legal heir or owner should turn up. In the case of death, estate assets with no will are considered escheat is a common law doctrine that transfer the real property of a person who has died without heirs to the crown or state. It serves to ensure that property is not left in limbo. You hear them all when the police is them attack? Your stuff is your stuff. You handle it the way you want. Them are going to tell you, say, if you don't do it so, them are going to take it. Fucking ass. That's how they come up with these stuff. Without recognized ownership. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and I pray good blessing upon you and stuff like that. This is what I have to tell you today. You take good care and may all be well with you. This is come on. I don't like this. You're going to make this thing get off on me.